What we have in display this year, Bob, is some wiring displays of our three-wire and four-wire setup. So we have a strand from our setting going right from the farmer's typical pull-top farm setting, going from like a farmyard setting to a overhead display, like an overhead wiring going to a barn or shed. And then we also have an underground wiring display, and showing the differences between three-wire and four-wire. Now on farms, code requires farms to be four-wired. So we're showing that display of how to properly four-wire things. And so it gives farmers and electricians something to look at, feel, touch, with no electricity to it. So all the panels are open and everything's right there. We're also going to be displaying our electric vehicle this year, a Chevy Volt. Our company has as a just kind of showcasing that and showing what the electric car industry has. And so we're going to have that right outside of our public service booth. So between that and some egg consultants on hand and to talk about our farm and wiring programs and spray voltage and energy efficiency, and we'll have focused on energy right outside of our booth. So a lot of things to learn and see at the farm show this year.
You guys have always kind of been on the cutting edge advocating alternative energy. The Chevy Volt plays into this. I think about the work you've done with anaerobic digesters, windmills, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a growing market and growing area, and a lot of farmers are installing just that, anaerobic digesters and some small-scale windmills on their farms and solar panels, and we work with Focus on Energy to get them any incentives or rebates they can get, potentially, and work with them to make the process as easy as possible, working with their electricians and getting everything hooked up on their end on the farms.
You mentioned about the farms converting from three-wire to four-wire. What is the big difference maker for going to four wires?
What four-wire does is it takes the current off the grounding system. On a three-wire, all the current is on the grounding system, which that ground is then tied to all the water lines and stanchion work, everything that a cow would touch. So by taking everything off of that grounded system, you're putting everything on its own separate individual neutral. So now that helps lower stray voltage levels. So now if there is a bad connection or open neutral or something going on in another building, cattle don't see it, cattle don't perceive it, it stays away from the cattle. So that's the biggest advantage of a four-wire. A perfectly working three-wire is good, there's nothing wrong with it, but the four-wire protects you from when you do have a bad connection somewhere in an outbuilding or somewhere else. It protects that, keeps that current away from the cattle, which every farm customer and wants to make sure there's no stray voltage problems out there.
Your industry has really dealt a lot with the stray voltage over the years at dairy farms, haven't they?
Absolutely, yeah. We do on average about 100 farms a year. We do the testing free of charge, and we have a lot of farmers that call us up and say, "Hey, well, I would like to have a yearly test just to make sure there are no problems or no connections going wrong." So it's a peace of mind for the farm customers too to make sure that things are good on their end and with the utility system to make sure there are no problems. So we're more than happy and willing to go to farms and just give farmers that peace of mind. And if we do find something, we do have our farm rewiring program to help them rewire that. And with our farm rewiring program, we just last summer doubled our money from $10,000 grant to now $20,000 grant money. And then also our loan, we bumped it up from $15,000 up to $20,000. So that's up to $40,000 that farmers can have for rewiring their farms and installing energy-efficient equipment and making their operations safe and reliable and stray voltage free.
Besides the wiring, what have been some of the biggest changes you've seen on farms in your career?
It's been about 15 years, Bob, and probably just more of the bigger dairies coming in and just the size of these operations. It's pretty impressive when you're milking these 72 and 80 cow rotary parlors all at once. And I grew up in a 70 cow dairy, so we spent several hours milking those 70 cows, and now they can milk 70 cows in just a few minutes. So just the size and magnitude and professionalism of these dairy farms and operations, and it's really impressive on the size of these operations and the equipment they have and making their operations work.
And really key when they are going into a construction and expansion of that order to have you guys involved from the get-go.
Absolutely. From placing the transformer, probably the biggest thing is right from the beginning is what's the future expansion needs of that dairy and where the future building is going in, to make sure we place the transformer in the right place and get the power to where it needs, because that's the last thing we want to do is bring power in and then 4 years later have to move underground cable or transformers because of a another building going there or things of that nature. So we always try to talk with the customer, and a lot of times they don't want to think about future expansion or needs, but we always take a look at what are they doing now and what are they thinking about 3-4 years from now to make sure we get the right size transformer and service in. Not saying that they have to be held to anything, but it makes it easier and more cost-effective to do it right from the start.
So why does WPS maintain an ag services division? I mean, a lot of companies have gone away from the farmers here.
Agriculture is a huge, huge industry in the state of Wisconsin. You know, it's a $60 billion industry, and we want our farmers to be progressive and to succeed because we need them as an electric utility in Wisconsin along with everybody else. If there is no farmers, then there is no cheese plants and manufacturers, and that's kind of the biggest reason we host the farm show is to bring all the manufacturers and vendors and farmers together and make be supportive of the Wisconsin agricultural industry. We need our farmers, and I myself am a beef farmer, so it's a great industry and great place to farm is in Wisconsin.
Are you surprised with how this show has grown over the years, and especially since the move to Oshkosh?
I really, really am. Since we moved from Green Bay to Oshkosh, the EA Grounds, it has been a great place to have 4 indoor heated hangars and great outside booth space, it's been able to expand a show quite a bit more, and it's been great. Green Bay was very good to us, but Oshkosh has been better. It fits with all the concrete and gravel driveways. It fits the show better for us, and the exhibitors like it, and the customers like us, and they're able to handle any kind of weather down here, whether it's snow, wind, or rain. They're ready for it,
and they can handle traffic too, can't they?
they can. They know how to park cars and people and bring people in, which makes it for an enjoyable experience for families with kids. And with our farm show too, we do offer free scooters for the elderly people who need some assistance, mobility assistance. We offer free scooters, so we get a wider range of people coming to the farm show, from young kids to middle-aged farmers to the third-generation farmers that need some scooters to get around and come spend some time with their grandkids. It's a good day had by all.